terrible, and he can be mean, and he can be right. He's fighting a war. He's a great man. I mean, I wish I had words, you know? I wish I had words. I can tell you something like the other day, he wanted to kill me. Something like that.
Why do you want to kill you?
Because I took his picture. He said, if you take my picture again, I'm going to kill you. And he meant it. See, just lay cool. Lay cool. Lay back. Dig it. He gets friendly again. He really does. But you don't judge the colonel. You don't judge the colonel like an ordinary man.
Anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all are part of history in the making here this afternoon for WrestleMania 3. I have come to the Silver Dome like you to be part of this historic date, March the 29th, 1987. Thanks to our millions of fans all around the world, and a special thanks as we have established, all of us, a brand new indoor attendance record of 93,173. Give yourself a big hand.
Wow. Said, ooh, girl. It's rocking like an electric eel. Baby girl. You turn me on with your electric feel.
Teach me how to swim. Said, ooh, girl. With her mind, she feels the same, she'll let you know. Just prepare yourself and be ready to go. And I hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time.
Here's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down and stay in control.
Cool it now. Ooh, watch out. Cool it now.
trying to tell me how my life is supposed to be. I know you're only trying to help me out, trying to show me what life is really about. But this time I'm gonna make it on my own. So why don't you fellas just leave me alone? Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. If I love the girl, who cares who you like?
This is the Clouseau residence?
Yes.
Tell him it is Chief Inspector. Luther.
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Please come in.
Good evening, and congratulations.
What?
You are our first Caucasian, and that entitles you to a 10% discount until midnight.
Who are you?
Mrs. Wu, but you can call me madam.
Yes?
Inspector Clouseau.
Ah, please come in. Madame?
Welcome.
Good evening.
Please, make yourself at home.
That man just called himself Inspector Clouseau.
It was Mr. Fong's idea. But personally, I think we should have a better password.
Password? Madame, I demand to know exactly what is going on in here.
Well, just about anything your little heart desires. But first, why don't you relax? Give Benson your hat and your coat. Have a drink. Get to know the girls. And then, when you are up to it, you can choose from a wide variety of exciting little diversions. But I see that you already have a preference. Allow me to introduce Tanya, the Lotus Eater.
What else does she do? I warn you, Tanya the Easter Lotus, I am opposed to the women's libs. Man is the master, and women's place is in the home.
And another round eye bites the dust.
Hands off me, you oriental fool! You are under arrest!
Anything you say will be taken down and used in evidence against you!
Arrest!
You have a right to remain silent!
But let me tell you this, I am not your ordinary run-of-the-mill transvestite!
Say no more!
What?
What was all that talk about arresting us?
He was just kidding! Weren't you boss?
Boss?
I used to work for him, he used to be a cop!
A cop?
Tell them you were kidding, boss!
Yes, he is right. I was just kidding. Cross my heart and hope to meet you again sometime. And you, madame, and you two should be ashamed of yourselves. And you, I want to talk to you. Get up, you, come in here. Listen now.
Please, boss, I thought you were dead.
So, as a tribute to my memory, you open up this Chinese Nookie factory!
I had to do something to keep busy. Besides, a first-rate joint like this can make as much as 300,000-400,000 a year.
Is that net?
No, gross. But even so, a smart operator can clear himself a couple of hundred grand, and that ain't exactly chicken feed.
No. No. In 10 years on Devil's Island, ain't exactly the chicken's feed either. My greedy little yellow pimp.
Ow! Well, I'll have to close up anyway now that you're alive.
Yes, yes. Normally, that is precisely what you would have to do. But these are not normal times, Kato. Someone has just tried to kill me.
That's normal.
Ah, but this time that someone thinks he has succeeded. Except for you and me, the whole world believes that I am dead. And in this case, death has its advantages. No one will know it is me as I glide through the underworld like a shadow.
the boss is a cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
Well, the first time that I saw him, he was a sitting on a piano stool. I said, tell me, Dad, when does the fun begin? He just winked his eye and said, man, be cool. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
In Mexico,
all of a sudden in walks a chick.
In Mexico,
Joe starts playing on a Latin kick.
In Mexico,
around her waist she wore three fishnets.
In Mexico,
she started dancing with the castanets.
In Mexico,
I didn't know just what to expect.
In Mexico,
she threw her arms around my neck.
In Mexico,
we started dancing all around the floor. And then she did a dance I never saw before. So if you're south of the border, I mean or down in the Mexico, and you wanna get straight, man, don't hesitate. Just look up a cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
Hey, come with me to the border, south of the border, that is, in Mexico. Yeah, South Mexico. Yeah, we can get your kicks in Mexico. Come with me, baby. Come with me. Come with me, yeah. Crazy.
Still love me tomorrow. How the body, Miss Acha?
Body fine, man.
So you want something nice, huh?
The best you can get a hold of, all right?
Take me a few days, but I'll go find you something special.
All right. Yeah, they took Marumpa yesterday.
Really?
Oh, come on, you know damn well every move they make. When are they gonna hit us, huh?
Oh, I imagine they come do some shopping. Very soon.
Yeah, yeah. Got any smokes back there? Who's that, huh? All right. And offer you a cigarette.
You listening to this?
I am profoundly sorry.
The world is falling apart and all we hear about is blowjobs, Gate.
Mm. When was the last time the world wasn't falling apart, huh?
Cynic. You sit down and make me miserable.
Danny Archer.
Nighty Bones.
Pleased to meet you. American, huh?
Guilty.
Well, Americans usually are.
Says the white South African.
I'm from Rhodesia.
We say Zimbabwe now, don't we?
Do we?
Last time I checked.
So don't tell me you're here to make a difference, huh?
And you're here to make a buck?
I'm here for lack of a better idea.
That's a shame.
Not really. Peace Corps types only stay around long enough to realize they're not helping anyone. Government only wants to stay in power until they've stolen enough to go into exile somewhere else. And the rebels, they're not sure they want to take over, otherwise they'd have to govern this mess. But TIA, right, Med?
TIA.
What's TIA?
This is Africa, huh?
Right.
You want another?
Sure. So, which one are you? Smuggler?
Am I?
Somehow you don't strike me as the UNICEF type.
How about soldier of fortune? Or is that too much of a cliche?
Diamonds?
If I told you I was a missionary.
For Vandekap?
Better watch that type of talk, Miss Bowen. You know, in America it's bling bling, but out here it's bling bang, huh? I wouldn't want you getting in any trouble.
How much trouble do you think I would get into for talking about blood diamonds?
You're a journalist.
That's right.
Piss off, huh?
For 5 years, this country has reported almost no diamond exports, while Liberia, right next door, has exported $2 billion worth. Very odd, considering that Liberia has no diamonds to speak of.
I'm shocked.
Now, Vandekap denies trading in blood diamonds, but admits it's nearly impossible to tell where a diamond comes from, unless their smuggler gets caught.
What do you want from me, huh?
You know all about Vandekap. Help me out. Off the record.
Well, off the record, I like to get kissed before I get fucked, huh?
Thank you.
FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses, long sleeve blouses, and makeup to cover her bruise. Well, she finally got the nerve to file for divorce. She let the law take it from there. But Earl walked right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care. Right away, Marianne flew in from Atlanta on a red-eye midnight flight. She held Wanda's hand and they worked out a plan, and it didn't take them long to decide that Earl had to die.
Texas radio and a big beat. It comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with a backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly in its brilliance, others mean and rueful of the Western dream. I love the friends I have gathered together on this thin raft. We've constructed pyramids in honor of our escaping. For this is the land where the Pharaoh died. Children, the river contains specimens. The voices of singing women call us on the far shore, and they are saying, forget the night. Live with us in forests of azure. meager food for souls forgot. I tell you this, no eternal reward will forgive us now for wasting the dawn. And one morning you awoke, and the strange sun, and opening your door, I could not speak. Love me one.